Sometimes the numbers seem to say one thing, but real life screams something else. That's the case when I talk to young people with lots and lots of college debt to pay off. The voices in their head say something like this: I've got a lot of student debt, but I know I also need to start saving for the future. Maybe I should probably pay off these debts first because I won't earn enough interest to make up for the interest that I'm paying. Or is it better to pay more than the required amount and then start saving, or pay the required amount and save at the same time? I hate word problems. Depending on what kind of student loans you've got, you may have an interest rate as low as 3.4% for a federally subsidized Stafford loan, or a rate more than double that. Student loans generally have payback periods between 10 and 25 years. If you were to pay back an $85,000 loan with a 5% interest rate, it would take you $898 a month to pay it off in 10 years. If you stretch that out to 25 years, the monthly payments reduce to $494. Either way, a lot of money. If you lived in a vacuum in which the only two things that you could ever spend money on were savings or paying extra toward debt, well, then the answer would be easy. You pay more towards the debt because the debt is charging you more than you could earn in a savings account. But guess what? You college-educated person, you, life is not that simple. And you do not, in fact, live in a vacuum. You live in real life. And in real life, young people buy cars, buy houses, get married, have babies, have emergencies, and the list gets pretty long of those things that require more money than you've got on hand. In other words, things that may require you to borrow even more money. Savings and debt tend to mirror one another. The more you have of one, the less you tend to have of the other. Therefore, the more savings that you have, the less you tend to get into more debt. And not only more of it, but more expensive debt typically than student debt. I suggest a young person pay what they must toward student loans, the minimum payment required. Then focus all your savings efforts on building up an emergency fund of 6 months of living expenses, and then build up a car fund with enough to pay cash for your next car. Now, for most young people starting from scratch, that can be a 10-year process. Once your savings are built up to proper levels, only then do you want to direct the extra dollars toward paying down your education debt. Because one of the lessons most often learned in the school of hard knocks is that when, not if, the unexpected happens, cash is king. Offering you wisdom on wealth, I'm Byron Moore.